Hi Rebels, it's Matt here, founder and editor of Eco Hustler. Every day, we bring you the latest from the front lines of ecology, energy, conservation, and the people fighting for a better world, delivered straight up with no corporate fluff. Episode 18. A groundbreaking UK government security assessment has revealed severe warnings about global ecosystem collapse and its implications for national security. The report, Global Biodiversity Loss, Ecosystem Collapse and National Security, presents several high-confidence judgments that fundamentally reshape our understanding of environmental threats to national stability and human civilization. The assessment identifies multiple critical ecosystems essential for global stability: the Amazon rainforest, the Congo Basin, the Himalayas, and Southeast Asian coral reefs, amongst others. These systems are fundamental for food production, climate regulation, and water security. With high confidence, the report concludes that every one of these critical ecosystems is heading toward collapse, defined as irreversible loss of function beyond repair. This isn't speculative environmentalism. It's a carefully weighted security analysis using intelligence uncertainty frameworks. The timeline for potential collapse varies by ecosystem, with some facing critical threats as soon as 2030. Though the precise timing carries lower confidence due to complex feedback loops and data gaps, the trajectory toward collapse is considered highly certain. The report emphasizes that protecting and restoring these ecosystems is more cost-effective and reliable than pursuing technological solutions, which would require massive and unproven scaling. The security implications are far-reaching and multifaceted. The report highlights how ecosystem degradation threatens UK national security through multiple channels: crop failures, intensified natural disasters, and disease outbreaks. The UK's food security is particularly vulnerable, as the nation imports approximately 40% of its food, with heavy reliance on fruits, vegetables, soy, palm oil, and fertilizers. The assessment concludes that without major resilience upgrades, the UK cannot maintain food security. National security implications extend beyond food security. The assessment notes that for every 1% increase in food insecurity, migration pressure increases by approximately 1.9%. Other security concerns include increased competition for arable land, fisheries, and water, the exacerbation of existing conflicts, and increased risk of novel zoonotic diseases emerging from degraded ecosystems. The economic stakes are substantial and quantifiable. UK ecosystem services alone are valued at £87 billion annually, representing roughly 3% of GDP. The released version of the report, while comprehensive, appears to be partial, with some detailed regional analyses and ecosystem impact breakdowns still withheld from public view. This security assessment represents a significant shift in how environmental degradation is viewed through a national security lens. It makes clear that the challenge isn't about abstract environmental protection, but preventing the collapse of systems that underpin human civilization. The government's formal recognition of these risks in a security context marks a crucial evolution in how environmental threats are assessed and prioritized at the highest levels of national planning. The government's report effectively demonstrates that environmental security is synonymous with national security. Finally, today, take a moment to join the waitlist for The Rebellion, our community of like-minded individuals who are done waiting and are ready to build a better world. Sign up today at ecohustler.com/join. See you tomorrow.